This is Derek Bros. This is Derek Bros of the Conscious Resistance. I'm here in Standing Rock.
That man is wanted in 5 different countries: Chile, Argentina, Brazil.
We've been fighting a long time. We've all lost so very much. So many loved ones gone.
Don't you fucking tease that horse!
You are not alone. There are pockets of resistance all around the planet. We are at the brink. Above all, stay alive. You have no idea how important.
Hey everyone, this is Derek Bros with the Conscious Resistance Network, and today I'm talking to you about my brand new book. Yes, I released a brand new book, the second edition of my 2020 book, How to Opt Out of the Technocratic State, is now available to download for free. As before, and as with all my material, I make it publicly available to download for free. You can also go purchase it off Barnes & Noble, I believe Books a Million, and if you must, you can purchase it on Amazon. And in the next couple of days, it'll start to show up on more international platforms. But as it stands right now, yes, my new book, let me go ahead and pop this on the screen. The second edition of it is now available. And I'm super excited to share this with you guys. Today, the purpose of this video, let me go ahead and put this on screen. The purpose of this video is to tell you guys what's in the new book and to encourage you to download and or pick up a copy. Again, it's totally for free, so there's no reason you shouldn't just go to theconsciousresistance.com/how-to right now and download this book. And there's links to the Amazon. There's links to the Barnes & Noble. If you want to get it by Christmas, today is December 13th. I tried to release it as soon as possible so that you could have it for Christmas for your friends and family. And if you don't know anything about the background of this book, that's what the purpose of this video is. I'm going to tell you guys about why I wrote this book in 2019, and I released it January 31st, 2020, literally right before the whole COVID insanity started. And almost everything that I talked about and warned about in this book took place in the last 2.5-3 years. So we are coming up in just a few weeks on the 3-year anniversary of this book, and I decided I wanted to make sure to release a new edition because we've learned a lot. I feel like I've learned a lot in the last 3 years. The insanity of COVID, it did provide opportunity for learning and for growth. So this is what I want to talk to you guys about today, is my latest book here. And once again, the website is theconsciousresistance.com/how-to. Let me go ahead and pull that up so you guys can see. If you don't know, the Conscious Resistance is where everything I thought. It's funny to me that even though I've been doing this for 10 plus years, 13 years, that there are still people who don't, they ask me, where do I find your video, Derek, or where do I find your video reports, et cetera. The same place it's been for 10 years now, theconsciousresistance.com. This is a website I run called the Conscious Resistance Network. We talk about everything from spirituality to anarchism, freedom, mental, physical, spiritual liberation. We talk about technocracy. We talk about solutions. We interview people. We release podcasts. I release documentaries, books. I go on tour, do public speaking. All that can be found at theconsciousresistance.com. And so if you visit theconsciousresistance.com/how-to. You can see this right here. This is the cover, the brand new cover. Decided to do a total design, and I think it looks pretty slick myself. This edition right there, you can see it. And of course, as it says on the cover, this work was inspired by Samuel Konkin the third. Now, this is where you can come here. You can read the background on the book right here where it says free PDF download. Click that and it'll open up. Here, I'll open it up right now. We'll look at it in just a moment. And you can also purchase it directly through me. I have a little shop set up. And this is the way that I'm going to get the most funds, if you care about that, through the purchases of the book. Or if you buy it from me directly at an event coming up in 2023. Also, the Barnes & Noble links are here, the Amazon links here, the Books a Million link will be added once it's live. And as I mentioned, this book was originally released in 2020, January 31st, right before COVID. And it was my attempt to warn my friends and family and people, anybody paying attention, about what was coming, what is here now, which is technocracy, a push towards transhumanism, a push toward a digital prison where you are not free to move about because your social credit score might say that you have the wrong opinions or you haven't got the latest shot, things like that, right? So I was warning about this. back in 20, well before, but in the book, 2019 is when I started writing it based on my research as a journalist, looking at facial recognition technology, the rise of AI, the rise of social credit scores in China, the rise of digital identities through the Aadhaar system in India, and basically warning that this was coming to the United States and the Western world, Western Europe, Australia, Canada, the entire world. Even where I'm at in Mexico, there are plans, now many people know, plans for CBDCs, plans for digital identities, right? This is the world that we are walking right into. And many of you are walking blindly. And even those of you who are not blind, because you know what's going on, what are you actually doing about it? For the most part, nothing. I don't want to just sit here and bitch and complain, but I do see a lot of people in the so-called freedom truth movement who are content to just talk, just put out YouTube videos and podcasts complaining about problems and not trying to give any of you, any, you know, the people out there, any realistic solutions. And this is a major problem that is in the movement. I don't want to get too crazy about it and sucked into one of my rants, but I'm trying to make the point that there are people who are actually trying to give you ideas and solutions on what you can do for your friends and family. Now, I'm not claiming that I have all the solutions or that the solutions I have are the only solutions that are worth listening to or anything of that sort. But I am saying that all of us together need to start thinking about what we're going to do. These people are working night and day, World Economic Forum, the United Nations, and the people behind them, the people that really control them and run things with their money and their banks and their centuries of planning. They have an agenda called the 2030 Agenda. The net zero agenda, right? These people are working night and day, spending trillions of dollars, working with every multinational corporation, or most of them, many of them, and nearly every government in the world to advance their agenda. Meanwhile, what is our side doing? Sitting at home, watching YouTube videos and doing nothing. Not taking action, not growing food, not pulling their money out of the banks, not taking the kids out of the school, not, you know, getting your spiritual connection to the divine, to God strong, just following and just watching things get worse. And I guess for me, my friends, that is not enough to me. So I wrote this book as a call to action and as a warning to all of you of what is coming and what is here. Now, the first edition came out right before COVID. And that's why this book became not a New York Times bestseller, but an underground bestseller. I've sold thousands and thousands of copies of this book in the last 3 years, both from people buying online from all over the world, to people buying it from me directly during my tours of the United States in 2021 and my tours of Mexico in 2022, and then all the talks I give everywhere I go. Thankfully, many people paid attention and they got the message of this book, which is that we should be choosing to exit from slavery systems, the digital identity, the banking system, the indoctrination centers known as public schooling, all these systems. We should be exiting from those systems and building and or supporting those who are building new systems. And this is not an easy task. This is like saying, okay, we need to remake the whole world. But my friends, the real solutions are not going to come from voting for Trump or following Elon Musk or following Kanye West or following Joe Biden or following Kamala Harris or Hillary Clinton or Tulsi Gabbard or who's the other one? Bernie Sanders or any of these other people. Replace these names with politicians in your country that people have hope in, right? We don't need any of that. That's not the real solution. In fact, while I mentioned that, let me just show you this real quick before we dive into the book. And for those of you who are just joining me, I just released the brand new second edition of my book, The How to Opt Out of the Technocratic State. And today we're covering that. We're going over some of that information. I'm about to open up the book here. I'm going to show you guys what's brand new from the previous edition to this second edition. But first, I'm going to show you guys this. This is what I'm talking about. This is what the book encapsulates. And so I'm going to share this because this is actually going to be a brand new shirt that we're about to release for Christmas. If anybody wants to get a copy of this on a t-shirt, on the back, it's going to say the Conscious Resistance. But you see the top? Voting, no thank you. Violence, no thank you. I don't need insurrection, storm the Capitol, throw bricks through windows. That's not going to lead to freedom. Apathy, doing nothing and sitting on your ass and complaining or just watching conspiratainment, infotainment is not going to lead to solutions either. So I reject all three of those. And instead, in my book, I call for exiting and building, as I just said a moment ago, exit from the slavery systems, build new systems. We need parallel systems, parallel networks, We cannot simply, and this is a really hard pill, I think, for many of you out there to swallow, because I'm not necessarily saying you need to live my life and be bank, well, being bank free will be a huge thing. It's definitely, I mean, I was going to say, you don't need to live my life and try to be bank free, you know, like I am, but you do. You really do need to get out of the banks. And it's just not a safe place to keep your money to stay in. But what I was getting at is that I'm not asking you to live my lifestyle per se. I'm simply saying that you cannot think that you can live the same life you had before COVID and stay free. I'm sorry, my friends. This should be a freaking wake-up call. Don't think that because things have calmed down for a moment that it's not going to come back, right? You need to recognize that these systems and this agenda is 2030. It's 2022, my friends. We are 17, 18 days away from 2023. That's 7 years. That's 7 years that these people are working night and day, holding meetings, gatherings, public and private meetings to advance their agenda, right? What are you doing? Are you spending any time and effort thinking about what your 2030 is going to look like? Are you spending any time and effort growing food so you're not dependent on the grocery store the next time they say there's a new pandemic or when they say it's time for the climate lockdowns? Because if you're not, and if you're not exiting and building, then what are you doing? You're just watching YouTube videos where people confirm your biases and tell you how fucked up the world is and you just sit there and accept it? Or you're watching doom porn and just you're scared now and you think there's no hope for any solutions? Or maybe you're putting your hope in the false light, the great inversion, the unveiling that we're seeing with Elon Musk and Donald Trump and Kanye that is making a bunch of people believe that, oh, next year, 2024, it'll finally, they're going to come in and they're going to reveal all the truths and they're going to have mass tribunals and blah, 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 blah. If you're doing any of that, you're wasting your time. And I guarantee you 1 year from now, let's say 2 years from now, when it's now going on 2025 and you haven't done anything because you put your faith in those people, hopefully by then you'll wake up. All right, I'm doing a little bit too much ranting today, but it's been a while since I've done a video, so I'm trying to get all this out of my brain. There's so much to say out there, and those of you who follow my content know that I don't just put out videos every week for the sake of putting out videos every week. This is the first time I've even alluded to or hinted at the Kanye Elon stuff, because I don't even want to get in, you know, I just don't want to get sucked into the drama of the week. There's deeper, bigger things we need to be worried about, like this, like paying attention to the fact that we have to save ourselves, that just because there's a new owner of Twitter or because somebody said something cool on the internet that you agree with, that doesn't mean that all our problems are going away. In fact, they're distracting you from the fact that the problems are still right here, just as strong. The technocratic state has grown immensely in the last couple of years. And now it's up to us to do something about it. Okay, guys, what I'm showing you here, this is the table of contents for how to opt out of the technocratic state, the brand new edition, second edition. And you'll see I added a new introduction, which I encourage you to read. So this has a new introduction, and it has five new chapters. This first part of the book, Technocracy, Counter-Economics, and the Future of Freedom, that's all from the original book. There have been some minor adjustments made, but it's still pretty much true to the original form. And I wanted to do this because I want somebody who has not read this book or anybody who is finding it in the future to understand that when I first wrote this book, COVID hadn't happened yet. The authoritarianism that we saw in response to COVID hadn't happened yet, right? So this was me writing before we even knew what vaccine passports meant or immunity passports meant, or before we'd seen people locked down, or before we'd seen people shut down for COVID misinformation, right? So just remember that everything I'm showing you here is what I wrote before all that happened. And I left it in the original order because I wanted people who might find it now to see what I was originally thinking, which is just the first 60 pages. And then I added this new part three, exit and build to overcome the great reset, post-COVID-19 updates. So this is five new chapters. It's 40 pages of new material, 40 plus, including the introduction. And then for those part of the book is actually the final unfinished book from Samuel Konkin III, who is a big inspiration in my work, Counter Economics from the Back Alleys to the Stars. And this book was written by Konkin during his life before he died in 2004, but it was unpublished. So I decided to publish it with my book because it's a huge inspiration to me, and just kind of as a shout out to Konkin and helping him get his book finally published. So let's look at this. This is the news section here. The first chapter that's brand new is called COVID-1984. The second chapter is called Leveraging the Freedom Cell Network, for unbanking, unschooling, and permaculture. The third chapter, The Counter-Economic Underground Railroad Lives, which is an update on this chapter that I wrote before about the Counter-Economic Underground Railroad and this idea that in a time where digital tyranny rises, that people are going to choose to opt out and move from one location to another to try to remain more free, just like we saw with the original Underground Railroad, where people were leaving the U.S. to go to Canada and Mexico for freedom from slavery. And you had different people, including cops and authorities, who were conductors on the Underground Railroad, who helped make it happen and helped make it a reality. So I imagined that at some point in the future that this could be necessary. And in fact, it did become necessary during COVID. And that's what that chapter is about how I describe how I actually started doing a quote unquote underground railroad that was for the moment legal and not 100% underground, but it's the beginning, the foundation of what I think will be a real, truly underground railroad in the future, all over the world, not just in the US, but people will start to do this all over. The fourth chapter, which I've released a preview of that you can find at theconsciousresistance.com, is called Fighting Lockdowns, Immunity Passports, and Travel Restrictions. And that gets into the realities that the governments were locking you down. The governments were trying to ask you to use a pass to get around, and they were restricting our travel. And how does a person, an agorist, a counter-economist, somebody who believes that they should have the right to freely move about, regardless of what government says, regardless of an alleged pandemic or whatever, how are you going to manage that the next time this happens again? And as I talk about in there, there has been talk of climate lockdowns already, right? So these are things that we need to consider. Yes, things are pretty calm right now, and it's cool that truth is coming out in different places, but the agendas are not over. I mean, this fight is not over, right, by any means. I mean, if anything, it's just getting started. I believe what we saw with COVID-19 was a test run for what's really coming. And then the final new chapter is called Agora 2030 and the Agorist Development Goals. And I'm so excited about this chapter, and I'm going to share a little bit of it with you. But let me just step back for a second and tell you about COVID-1984, this brand new chapter. You might have heard that term COVID-1984 at some point over the last couple of years. And it's a term that I've used very often to describe our situation. And so this whole chapter is basically a recap of everything that we faced over the last 3 years. Let's imagine that somebody wasn't born yet, right? And so again, they're going to watch this later in the future, or they're going to read this later in the future, and they're going to want to understand what happened during COVID-1984. Because if you haven't noticed, guys, they're all trying to rewrite the history books and make it was the worst thing ever. People were dying in the streets, and there was these horrible people who were trying to spread conspiracy theories, right? That's the shit your kids are going to learn if you keep in the public education center. The coming generations that are being born, that's what they're going to be told. Just like they're being taught lies about 9/11 and every other governmental cover up, they are going to hear lies about COVID-19. So it was important for me to get this on the record for anybody who might not have been awake during it, and maybe is waking up later and like, oh my God, I just totally didn't even see that this was happening. Or for people who are maybe going to be born in the future who need to know the truth about this. So I'm just going to read the first couple of paragraphs to you guys from COVID-1984. From the start of the COVID-19 operation, there were those who resisted mandates for injections, lockdowns, and masks, and other tyrannical actions taken by governments around the world. By 2020, COVID-1984 had become a popular meme in awakened circles, particularly among the working class, indigenous communities, and health freedom activists. A portmanteau of COVID-19 and 1984, George Orwell's infamous book about a totalitarian world, COVID-1984 seemed to reflect the general consensus of the broader resistance movement, namely that governments around the world showed their authoritarian colors when giving the chance through a so-called global pandemic. When someone says, my life was pretty boring until 2020 and COVID-1984, the meaning is understood immediately by those who spent 2020 through 2022 exposing and pushing back against government overreach and corporations who provided the infrastructure for invasive contact tracing and vaccine passports. As I will outline in the remaining chapters, tens of thousands not only pushed back against the technocratic state, but some were actually motivated to spend the pandemic years focusing their energy on exiting and building. However, before we take stock of the positive fruit born out of these recent challenging times, we need to document what exactly took place to justify the label COVID-1984. So I'm going to read just a little bit more, and I think this will illustrate to you guys why I felt this was necessary to include. From the very beginning of the COVID-19 panic, we witnessed many of the world's governments enact authoritarian practices under the guise of stopping the spread of COVID-19. In January 2020, the Chinese government began welding people in their homes to stop them from potentially contaminating others. As the panic spread around the world, all too eager politicians had the excuse needed to push policies that restricted freedom of movement and speech. A limited list of some of the actions we witnessed includes the following: checkpoints for travel, temperature screenings at airports, contact tracing apps cataloging individuals' movements and interactions, emergency executive orders supporting forced vaccinations, isolation and quarantine, involuntary quarantine centers and camps, children in plastic bubbles or containers at schools and daycare centers, censorship of alternative viewpoints on the origins of COVID-19 and the validity of containment measures such as isolations, masks, lockdowns, vaccines, etc., raiding of businesses for not closing, arrests of people violating lockdowns, ankle monitors for those violating quarantine orders, roving police searching for people not in the proper places, thermal drones watching people from the sky, vaccine mandates for travel, work, and school, digital vaccine immunity passports to confirm injection status, facial recognition technology used to locate people violating lockdowns. And as I said, that is just a short, partial list. I mean, those of you who've been paying attention, we just lived through that. That's what we've been living through for the last 2.5 years, going on 3 years now. And the people of China are still living through it. And some nations are still pushing the COVID BS. Even today, Fauci is out there speaking, saying we're still in the middle of a pandemic. And you know, sad to say, there are some people who are probably buying that and believing that. And now as we're in the winter season, they're maybe huddling in their homes, afraid for their lives because of this propaganda. So that's the beginning of the new stuff, COVID-1984. And I go further and deeper to describe and recap of Event 201 and the Great Reset and what it all means and where we're headed and the Agenda 2030 and all this good stuff. So it's important that you guys understand that this was my goal with the book, to kind of recap some of what we went through, but not just — this isn't just a book that is coming from a journalistic perspective talking about these issues. And it's not coming from a perspective of, you know, fear porn, like all this, we're all going to die because the Great Reset's here. No, instead, it's the exact opposite. I'm here to propose solutions and ideas for you. So let's move forward. I'll show you a little bit more. If you just joined me, guys, this is Derek Brodes of the Conscious Resistance Network. And I am going over my brand new second edition of my book, How to Opt Out of the Technocratic State, which is now available. You can find it at theconsciousresistance.com/how-to. You can download for free this PDF that I'm looking at here. You can also order it on Amazon. You can order it on Barnes & Noble, and it'll be available most online retailers by the end of this week. Also, the second edition Spanish version is coming out very shortly. I'm trying to get that before the Greater Reset next month, but I already have Spanish copies from the first edition, and if you want the new one, just wait a couple more weeks. So this is chapter 10, another new chapter, Leveraging the Freedom Cell Network for Homeschooling, Unbanking, and Permaculture. And this is one of the most extensive new chapters I put in here. This one, I spent a good amount of time sitting down and just thinking and brainstorming and plotting what have I done, for one, to use the Freedom Cell Network for growing food, for unbanking, and in using the network of freedom-minded people to not have to go to the banks. And also, what have I heard from parents and people who, during COVID-1984, found the Freedom Cells website or the Freedom Cells on Telegram or similar organizations, and then met people through that and started homeschooling together. They bought land together. They started growing food together. They pulled their money out of the banks together. This is the power of the Freedom Cell Network. And if you're not familiar, the Freedom Cell Network, freedomcells.org, CELLS.org. If you don't know anything about it, download this book now, because in the first couple of chapters, I explain Freedom Cells on a pretty deep level. And in this chapter, it goes even deeper, one thing that we saw on the Freedom Cell Network between 2020 and 2022, where we're at now, when there's now nearly 35,000 people on the website and across the Telegram groups and elsewhere who are organizing outside of the state, who are using the Freedom Cell structure, the idea of localization, decentralized groups coming together and empowering themselves by getting their money out of the banks, by taking the kids out of the school, by growing their own food, by building local community and support and mutual aid networks. That's what the Freedom Cell Network's about. So this chapter is dedicated to giving you solutions and ideas for getting the kids out of the school, getting growing food, and getting your money out of the bank. and how the Freedom Cell Network and the community that's grown around the world can really help you take action in these ways. Now, this is one thing I want to share with you guys. Now, I mentioned that I'm sharing my own personal tips in this book, but also this is a crowdsourced effort. Some of the information that I added here was shared with me directly from people within the Freedom Cell Network who had their own tips and tricks and failures and success stories to share. And so I incorporated those into this book. Now, this is looking back on COVID at the lessons learned. And what I identified, what I think are five attack vectors that the predator class was coming after us. I believe that they were, whether purposefully or just by accident, that these are the areas we ended up being attacked in the last couple of years. And I do believe these are five areas that we could focus on strengthening so that we are not, not open to future attack. So I found that the Freedom Cell Network was helpful with helping people feel less alone, which is about providing a sense of community. The Freedom Cell Network helped people withdraw their children from public schools and get into homeschooling, which is protecting and educating future generations. They also helped them pull their money out of the banks, protecting their finances from the coming CBDCs. They started to grow their own food through the Freedom Cell Network, protecting their food supply, staying alive, obviously. And then some of the Freedom Cell Networks, Freedom Cells in the network also have opted out of big tech and digital tech altogether, which is protecting their privacy and their sovereignty. And as I write here, each of these insights into the ways in which the technocratic state seeks to gain ground. Specifically, each area corresponds with a specific attack vector, which the technocratic state will attempt to take advantage of. For example, the predator class would love to have a population that is, quote, isolated and depressed, indoctrinated through public education, dependent on the coming central bank digital currencies, dependent on big agriculture and factory farms, and mindlessly consuming digital technology that mines their data and monitors their every move. Thus, if Freedom Cell members are having success in these areas, they're likely to fare better than those who are not prepared. It would also be wise for new Freedom Cells to focus on these key areas first. Let's take a moment and I go deeper with like looking at each of those areas and how we can avoid feeling isolated and depressed and how we can build local community for homeschooling and unschooling and world schooling and forest schooling and all the different alternative education out there, where we can come together and leverage the Freedom Cell Network to pull our money out of the banks and invest it either in precious metals or crypto, if you know what you're doing, or even putting it at home in a safe, because I guarantee you having access to your money in cash until they make cash illegal, which will happen and is already happening in many nations in the world. Having your money at home stuffed under the mattress or in a safe is better off than it being stuck at the bank. And then the next time you show up, they tell you, hey, we've now converted all of your dollars to digital coins, tokens as part of our Fed coin central bank digital currency, and now you have a digital wallet. There's no more cash at that point, right? So each of these areas using the Freedom Cell Network can really protect you and keep you free for what is coming. Again, don't make the mistake of believing that we've seen the worst of what's to come. Even if you guys have been paying attention, I'm actually working on an article about this, but did you know that just a month and a half ago in October, almost the exact date of Event 201 that took place in October 2019 before COVID-19, that the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, Bill Gates himself, participated in an exercise that simulated another pandemic taking place, and this one particularly affecting the kids. So this was in October, just like they met in October 2019. By January and February 2020, we started hearing about something spreading around the world. Is that what's about to happen again? Are we witnessing deja vu? I don't know, but the point is that these people say there is another pandemic coming. You can, whether you believe it's real, created or not, is irrelevant to this conversation. The point is these sick, twisted people are going to do it again. And even if they don't use the pandemic virus excuse anymore, they've already floated the idea of climate lockdowns. And that's something else that we talk about here in the book. So rest assured, these people are planning for another lockdown situation, for another, another shutting down of society, either in the name of protecting the climate or in the name of, oh, we got to keep everybody safe from this current pandemic, right? And as I mentioned, the Fauci and other folks out there are still out there promoting this, like it's still happening. They still want the masses, the blind followers, to think that it's still scary outside. It's not, guys. It's okay to go outside in case you haven't got the memo. Okay, so I'm just going to show you one or two more things. We're going to get out of here for today. Guys, thank you so much for being here with me. I really do appreciate all of you who support me. I don't really mention this that often, But if you want to support me, the best way to do it is theconsciousresistance.com/invest. I have a P.O. box. You can send me cash or checks or equipment and things you don't want to use anymore that I might be able to use, camera equipment. That's cool. I appreciate that. I don't have a Patreon. I can accept some funds from PayPal. I can take crypto. But if you want to support my work, buy this book, go to theconsciousresistance.com, buy a shirt, send me some funds to the P.O. box, or just share the content. That's what matters most, right? But I just want to make that clear. I'm not paid for any of this. I get paid to write articles for The Last American Vagabond, but all of this stuff I do because I think it's important and because I'm trying to fight for the coming seven generations and beyond. So if you want to support me, theconsciousresistance.com/invest. All right, this chapter is just the update on the Underground Road. Like I said, we started making these trips after I released this book in 2020. By September 2020, my partner and I, we started arranging these caravans, the sort of early stages of the Underground Railroad, of meeting in Texas and making our way. We had a process, which I describe here, to vet people and get to know them. If they were trying to, like, hey, I need to get the heck out of the United States, or people who were just trying to come to Mexico because Mexico didn't lock down and they were looking for more community. So we had people that were helping transport. We would connect with them and tell them, here's where you need to meet us. And we get to vet them. We get to know what the situation is. Are they driving their own car? Are they coming alone, et cetera? And then we help people cross the border legally. They go to the border. If they don't know Spanish, my partner, she helps them. My Spanish is better and better every day. And we help them do the paperwork and such. And then they can either come with us to the city we live in and start their new life or get settled in and figure out what's next, or they can cross the border and go their own way. We've done a dozen of these trips at least in the last 3 years now, and 2 years, yeah, going on just 2 years and a couple months since we started it. But this was something I wrote about in the original book. I didn't think it was going to be necessary so soon. I do think it's going to get more and more underground over time. But I describe that whole situation here. I also give tips and ideas on how, if somebody wanted to start Underground Railroad in their own community or in their country in a different part of the world, here's some ideas on how you might want to go about it, right? That's what this chapter is all about, just introducing more people to this idea of the Underground Railroad. And the interesting thing is, some of you might remember I was interviewed by Vice about this a couple months ago, or actually it was last year, but it came out sometime in the last few months, and they asked me about me calling it the Underground Railroad. And of course, Vice, they tried to make it sound like it would be offensive to people, because what about the people from the real Underground Railroad who are slaves? And as I told the Vice woman then, well, there are people slaves right now. And I asked her, I said, maybe you don't like the name Underground Railroad, but tell me what you think about a person who is no longer allowed to work. They can't take a bus, they can't travel, they can't fly, they can't take a plane. They can't work if they don't have the shot, and they're basically confined to their homes. Is that a free person? And you might not want to call that a slave, but either way, I understand why they left. In this case, I'm talking about Canada, why they left Canada and came to Mexico, right? So learn all about that in that chapter. And this is the final, I'm going to go over the final chapter, new chapter of book, final chapter of the whole book. And this is one I'm super excited about. So if you listen to my work regularly, you guys, you know that I emphasize that we really need to put our energy into thinking about what our 2030 looks like, what the world of the future looks like for us, what we're trying to create for our children and their children, and on and on and on. Not just pay attention to the present moment and what's happening in front of us, or not be paralyzed with fear that we do nothing. We just assume the Great Reset says I'm going to own nothing and be happy. So I guess I'm not going to own anything and I'll just accept it because they're right, right? There's nothing we can do. Or it's all screwed. There's no hope. You know, they have too much control. I might as well not even try. Or once again, the false delusion that Donald Trump or Elon Musk or any of these people are going to save you from what's coming, that they're going to stop Agenda 2030 or something like that. So instead of putting your hope, your time into false hope or apathy, instead, let's envision and create our own 2030. And in the book, this is what I call Agora 2030. And I come up with this idea, which is a co-created idea between myself, John Bush, and Ramiro Romani. And we're going to be talking more about this at the Greater Reset for co-creation next month, January 18th to the 22nd in Mexico and Texas. We're going to actually unveil during my talk the Agora's development goals. if you want to get a preview of it. And what is meant by Agorist development goals? It's also another name would be autonomous development goals. This is meant to mirror and counter the World Economic Forum's, the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals, the SDGs. They have 17 of them that they've been promoting for years, and they get organizations and businesses and governments and individuals to say, yes, I support the SDGs. We're working to promote sustainable development goals and things like that, right? Well, this is me saying, look, let's take the best of what they've put out there and let's repurpose it and create our own thing. Let's call it the autonomous development goals, right? And the idea would be that these are voluntary and consensual that individuals could take to choose to be a part of, right? Because as individuals and as somebody who personally doesn't want to tell other people what to do, I can't force anybody to go along with the ADGs the way that the United Nations can kind of force and compel people to go along with the SDGs or coerce them. Instead, this is a totally voluntary, consensual thing. This means you, your business, your organization, your club, your company could say, you know what, instead of supporting the SDGs, we're now going to support the ADGs, the Autonomous Development Goals. So I want to read this section to you guys before we get out of here. It is of utmost importance that the people place a high value on understanding what exactly we envision our 2030 will look like. If we reject the new normal of the Great Reset, we must understand what exactly we are seeking to create. Will you own nothing and be happy? Or perhaps it could be you will be thriving and be fulfilled. The answer completely depends on every single one of us. Future generations are depending on us to build an alternative to the. With that in mind, I'd like to take a moment to encourage every reader to actively visualize what an Agora 2030 or Liberation 2030 might look like. Spend a few moments in quiet reflection or meditation, contemplating what you would like to see in your personal world. Below, I will elaborate on what is needed to extrapolate our individual visions for a better world into a plan that can be voluntarily adopted by businesses and individuals. And then I go into my own vision of 2030, which I think you might enjoy. And I go a little deeper into the actual United Nations Sustainable Development Goals, describing them for people who don't know. And I actually list the United Nations 17 Sustainable Development Goals. And then we get into our actual goals. So here, I'll just read this section for a moment. I don't pretend to speak for the world, but without a doubt, it is true that the waking masses of the world need direction and purpose. I propose that the best parts of the UN SDGs be stripped from the top-down authoritarian template employed by the UN and the WEF. I also propose that a set of Agorist development goals be outlined and adhered to on a voluntary basis by individuals, businesses, and civil society organizations that align with the ADGs' goal and philosophies. These ADGs could also be known as the Autonomous Development Goals for a broader appeal outside of the niche movement. And what I mean by that is some of you probably hearing this don't even know what agorism or agorism means. So when I'm saying agorist, agorist development goals, it might be going right over your head because it's a very specific philosophy that I write about in this book. Instead, I say, well, maybe our name for the public should be the Autonomous Development Goals. And then I start to list what these Autonomous Development Goals could be. So that is from the brand new chapter, the final new chapter of the second edition of How to Opt Out of the Technocratic State, guys, which once again, you can find for free at theconsciousresistance.com/how-to. And I want to show you guys one more thing at the website, theconsciousresistance.com. That I did release a preview of the chapter on unbanking. You can find it at the website. It's right here. I titled it, How Will You Prepare for the Climate Lockdowns, Digital IDs, and Travel Restrictions? And this is, again, it's a preview of the chapter called Fighting Lockdowns, Immunity Passports, and Travel Restrictions. So you can find that on the front page of theconsciousresistance.com. If you want to go ahead and download or order your physical copy of this book, go to theconsciousresistance.com/how-to. You can see the table of contents. You can find out more about it. And to download it right here, free PDF download. If you want to buy directly through me, click this here, and it'll open up the store link. You can also buy it on Barnes & Noble, Amazon, elsewhere as well. But I encourage you to buy directly through this link that'll pop up. Listed right there, and that way, it's not loading right now, but just check that link out at theconsciousresist.com/how-to, And wow, guys, I'm so excited to share this with you. Thank you so much for supporting me and my efforts and all of my work in the last 13 years, but specifically the last 3 years. Those of you who paid attention and who maybe you read How to Opt Out of the Technocratic State in the very beginning, you started using the ideas of exiting a building, using freedom cells, learning about counter-economics, and maybe even those of you who chose to move and get out of your home country because it wasn't safe for you. This is for you. This is for those of you who are paying attention. This is a red alert. This is a warning and a call to action. We cannot simply think that we can continue to live our lives and that the technocratic state is going to go away, that Agenda 2030 is going to disappear, that the Great Reset is going to disappear. We need to push back and resist, absolutely, but we also need to prepare for the potential that we cannot stop what they're doing and instead start building an alternative, building a parallel network, a parallel system, parallel institutions to compete with them directly. That is the hope. That is the real challenge. And I think that is the key, the solution to what we're facing, my friends. So I encourage you to download the book as soon as possible. One more time, theconsciousresistance.com/how-to. And you'll be seeing me do interviews on a lot of different platforms over the next couple of weeks as I promote the book. I really hope you guys will check it out. And until next time, my friends, you are powerful, you are beautiful, and you are free. Peace.
Since 2012, the Conscious Resistance Network has been an independent media organization focused on empowering individuals through education, philosophy, health, and community organizing. We work to create a world where corporate and state power do not rule over the lives of free human beings. Our motto is leading by example and helping others in their pursuit of freedom. Visit theconsciousresistance.com to find our articles, documentaries, interviews, podcasts, books, and more. Remember, you are powerful, you are beautiful, and you are free.